A century after Britain first declared its support for a Jewish homeland in Palestine, its motives at the time continue to divide opinion. The 67 words penned by Arthur Balfour, Britain's then foreign minister, paved the way for the creation of Israel and is celebrated by most Jews. But Palestinians see it as a crime. On the Balfour Declaration centenary, November the 2nd, thousands of protesters took to the streets of London to demand that Britain apologise. Soliman Ismail was one of them.
Britain, which was the custodian at the time with the French, they had no right to give something that didn't belong to them to European Jews. We need to correct that wrong that was done 100 years ago. That continues to happen. The Palestinians have suffered for 100 years. They continue to suffer.
Protesters came from all over Britain waving banners like 100 years of injustice, free Palestine, or Israel is a terrorist state. Abdiq is a member of Stop the War Coalition.
This protest, it was about basically helping spread awareness of what the British have done in the plight of the Palestinians, and they still haven't apologised for it. Israel is a terrorist state, Israel is an apartheid state, and history will remember the people who support it.
The people who were asking for that apology are known to sing at their demonstrations, and it was heard at this demonstration. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
Arié Miller is the executive director of the Zionist Federation in the UK.
Those who are chanting from the river to the sea are talking about from the River Jordan to the Mediterranean Sea. They're talking about wiping Israel off the map. I wouldn't take anything that people who are looking to wipe a country off the map as serious or gospel or really anything to be taken for anything at all.
Each side is marking the Balfour Declaration centenary in starkly different ways. One piece of paper, two very different views that critics say would later seal the divorce between Israelis and Palestinians. And what if Britain was to blame? Rosemary Hollis is Professor of Middle East Policy Studies at City University of London.
There are at least three explanations as to why the Foreign Secretary, Lord Balfour, felt inclined to issue such a letter. One was that he himself did not want more Jewish migrants coming into Britain from Eastern Europe, where they had been fleeing persecution for quite some time. Secondly, he was, and this smacks of anti-Semitism, convinced that world Jewry were very influential, particularly in Washington, and wanted Britain to ingratiate herself with leading Jewish figures who he hoped would persuade the Americans to join in the war on Britain's side.
For Hollis, the Balfour Declaration very nearly didn't happen.
It's important also to clarify that the letter written by Lord Balfour was contradicted by other promises made by the British, not least to the Arabs and to the French. The British were promising things right, left and centre, all of which was designed to improve Britain's own fortunes in the war. The letter was issued before Britain had actually captured Palestine, and the only thing that gave the letter legal substance was the League of Nations.
It was in 1919, in virtue of the Versailles Treaty, that Britain was entrusted with a temporary mandate of Palestine, 2 years after the Balfour Declaration. In Jewish circles, though, many celebrate the letter's humanitarian aspect. Former Israeli diplomat Lenny Ben David says it was the right thing to do.
It was recognition of several factors. One, Jews were living in the land of Palestine, in the Holy Land. They were under severe pressure by the Turks, who were expelling them, and 6,000 were expelled from Jaffa. And under such a situation, the idea that there was support for a Jewish homeland came as almost a humanitarian affair.
In the years after the First World War, the Jewish population in Palestine increased dramatically, and so too did tensions with the Arab community. Many Arabs in Palestine were angered by their failure to receive nationhood, as had been promised to them by the Brits.
As far as the Arabs are concerned, The Balfour Declaration dealing with Palestine. Palestine then at that time went to the Iraqi border. Only in 1921 was the East Bank split off from the West Bank. It was given over to Amir Faisal for Transjordan. Thus, we had the creation of an Arab state out of Palestine.
In 1921, Britain subdivided its mandate of Palestine along the Jordan River to the Gulf of the Aqaba Line, giving the eastern part called Transjordan to Emir Faisal, the king of Iraq at the time.
Don't forget that the Balfour Declaration declared very strongly that nothing was to be done with to harm the other residents.
But just on that point, a lot of Palestinians say that the creation of Israel, you know, led to the dispossession of their land. And today, you know, over 7 million Palestinians are still living in refugee camps, and they really don't see any reason to celebrate. Do you understand why?
I understand why they're complaining. I don't obviously don't agree with them. They could have had their state had they accepted the Peel Commission in 1937, but they rejected it. Had they accepted the partition of Palestine in 1947, Arab states rejected it. They could have had their state all along the way. You also have a situation where the Egyptians controlled Gaza for 19 years. The Jordanians controlled the West Bank and East Jerusalem for 19 years. No state was ever created.
Ben David and other Israeli officials blame Palestine's absence of statehood not on the Balfour Declaration, but on the failure of its leaders. But back at the demonstration in London, Soliman Ismail disagrees with this point of view.
They have never been given sovereignty. A country cannot have sovereignty if their land, air and sea borders are controlled by another state, first of all. Secondly, Israel is in violation of over 70 UN resolutions, and nothing's been done about that.
British Prime Minister Theresa May welcomed her Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu to London to mark the declaration's 100-year anniversary, saying she was proud of its achievement. Palestinian politician Mustafa Barghouti, though, says the demonstration had proven the British public thought otherwise.
Does she have any feeling?
This is a great moment of solidarity with Palestinian people, and it's really a response to Theresa May. It's a response coming from the voices of the British people that they demand an apology to Palestinians and they are supporting the rights of the Palestinians to be free.
Israelis and Palestinians believe there can only be a lasting peace for the Middle East on the basis.
A video of Britain's Labour opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn, a longtime supporter of the Palestine Solidarity Campaign, was also played to the crowds. As the centenary winds to a close, what remains of Balfour's legacy? Rosemary Hollis says it's failed to live up to its mandate.
They were supposed to prepare the area for independence. They were supposed to set up a representative assembly inclusive of the whole population there. And in issuing the White Paper of 1939, they voided the terms of the letter completely by stating very clearly it was never their intention to create a Jewish state, and they were going to bar more than a few Jews from migrating to Palestine.
Arye Miller of the Zionist Federation commends its achievement.
It was a rocky road, but the Balfour Declaration was the first paving stone along that road. It was an important statement from what was still the world's biggest superpower. The world's biggest superpower stating its support for a Jewish homeland. The right of the self-determination of the Jewish people is an important step and a bold step.
Mustafa Barghouti says there's still work to be done.
These people don't believe that the Palestinians are human beings. But like the South African apartheid system could not survive, the Israeli apartheid system will not stay.
Years have passed since Britain penned the Balfour Declaration, driven by imperialist motives to secure a foothold in the Middle East. But the document still resonates today in the ongoing conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. The latter supporters say that Britain's role in the plight of the Palestinian people will only be forgiven once peace is achieved. for RFI, Christina Okello, London.